This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah loving us is what we have been covering today. We are looking at another way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me. And it's very interesting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it in Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3. قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say to them, obey Allah and His Messenger. فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا, if they reject or turn back, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ, verily Allah, does not love الْكَافِرِينَ. الْكَافِرِينَ, those who are disbelievers, rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or rejected His obedience, or rejected the obedience of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So what we are looking at here, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, we all believe in Allah, alhamdulillah. So we are not kafir in the general meaning. But here, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is connected with loving Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but more important is obeying Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the ways that will lead me to the position of the love of Allah is when I obey Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it also in chapter 3, Ali Imran. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you really love Allah, follow me. Follow Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ. Allah will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive your sins. Wallahu ghafurun rahim. And Allah is all forgiving, all merciful. So let's look at it this way. My goal, our goal, and well, that's what we are learning this Ramadan, is I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love me. And we learned many criteria, alhamdulillah, and many virtues. And we learned many things we shouldn't do. Now this one is general. One of the keys to earn or to open the door of the love of Allah, that Allah loves me specifically, is by obeying Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Not only loving Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, we all love him. How can we not love him alayhi salatu wasalam? How can we not? Who taught us all this? Who taught us about Allah? Who made us aware there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who brought us the words of Allah? So loving Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, there is no doubt, not a single Muslim does not have it. Even if the usual, if we say, imagine if Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam right now open the door, what will you do? Almost everybody froze. I mean, if they think, the thought of it make them freeze because of the love and the awe we have to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But the love of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam alone, only love, only feelings, will not get me the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to follow him. I need to obey him. And this is what the verse, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and the Rasul. فَإِن تَوَلَّوْا, if they reject, they turned away, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allah does not love those who are disbelievers. It doesn't mean if I don't follow Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, I'm going to be a disbeliever. No, because disbeliever is the person who does not believe in Allah. Does not believe in Allah. Alhamdulillah, we all do. But to get to the point of the love of Allah, I need to follow Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Having said that, we need to change a concept. Sometimes it's becoming popular. That is just a sunnah. It's just a sunnah. It's not just a sunnah. It's the act of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. The thing he did, that by me doing it, following it, showing my real love to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, by doing what he is doing, I will end up in the category of those who Allah love. There is legendary examples of those who loved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam and obeyed him. One of them is very well known as Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, the son of Sayyidina Umar, where he used to do things, even if these things, not act of worship, but even if it is not needed at that point, but he did it for only one reason, because Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did it and he wants to follow him. And one of these incidents when he was on his camel and traveling with a group of people, and then suddenly he stopped and then turned his camel around and then continued. So the people around him says, "Why did you do that? There is no reason." And his response was, "I was with the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in this place. And in that spot, his camel stopped, turned, and continued. And I want to do the same he did. Atiyu Allah wa Rasul. Obey Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are in the month of we are obeying Allah. Alhamdulillah, we are fasting, doing our best to obey him. But let's add to it, especially again, in these blessed nights, obey Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and let us not be of those kafir that Allah doesn't love. What did he do in these blessed nights? Ahyaha, he used to be up all night. All night. And it's very well known that when the last 10 nights or the last 10 days of Ramadan approaches, he actually, a figure of his speech or an action, he basically stay away from his family and Ahya al-layl, stay up all night. All night. So here I am, when I am staying up all night, inshallah, all of us, we do that. One of the reasons, if it is not the main reason, because our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did it. I want to do exactly what he did, and that will earn me the love of Allah. I want to finish the Quran at least once, because our Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam reviewed the Quran with Sayyidina Jibreel once in Ramadan in the last year. Before he passed away, alayhi salatu wasalam, he did it twice. So let's pick up three things. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam did it, and I am going to do it today and every day. So I will earn the love of Allah, ya Rabbi, ameen. Jazakum Allahu khayran.